Thank you. Thank you for introduction. I'm Ray Chen. I come from Taiwan. First, I must apologize for my poor English. You must endure my presentation because I have not many experience for English presentation. thank you. This presentation no relationship to any interest commercial interest, and I think in Taiwan we have the same problem with developed countries. Now the main health problem is chronic diseases such as cancer, DM, heart disease, and cerebral vascular disease. And since 1997, after the Jakarta Declaration, the workplace is recognized as an important health promotion setting. And we have, in Taiwan, we begin the worksite health promotion from the tobacco control since 2006 to 2003 to 2005, we have a program for worksite tobacco control. And from the experience, we find the enterprise needs is not just for just provide their tobacco control. They need more for a comprehensive health promotion program. So since 2006, we began a nationwide workplace health promotion program funded by the Bureau of Health Promotion, Department of Health. This program supports three health promotion centers in the northern, middle, and the southern centers. I'm in charge in northern center. And we are on commission from the Bureau of Health Promotion, and we provide a consultant and a technical assistant for the private and the public sectors, and also for trade union or labor unions. And we have a cooperation with local health agents and agents of labor affairs and other academic or NGO groups. And the objective of this program is to provide consultative service of health promotion as well as tobacco control program at worksite to upgrade the skill of personnel for local health authority and workplaces to help workplace to establish and implement healthy policies. The task is to provide field consultation services. Every year, each center provides about 50 enterprise to do the health promotion program and conduct training course for the sick personnel and the workers to develop the educational tools instrument for training the sick personnel or the workers and to hold a self-certification activity annually. And we also conduct a nationwide survey annually. This is a process of performance. We have three stages. The first stage is the preparation stage, and land execution stage and land sustainability stage. At the preparation stage, we make a situation analysis and obtain management support and establish health policy, and then help them to establish a committee or find a person to do these things, and then conduct need assessment and to find the to set the priority of health promotion program plan. And develop worksite health plan and implement and then conduct the program and evaluation and again the cycle. This is the situation analysis. We make a visit worksite, we visit the worksite and interview the key persons, and then we make a worksite walkthrough to find the program of the worksite, and then we help them to establish a policy and to make an announcement for our workers, and then we also we also provide many programs such as workshops, lectures, course, and discussion volume, and then we provide a website platform. This is our address, web address. In the website, we provide some instrument and the connection. Connection with the three centers persons then. And we also make a, since 2007, we make a self-management certification. We have three pages. The lowest, the first one is the small free badge, and the second is small free and the health promotion, but it's they just initiate their program, and then this is a comprehensive health promotion program with certificate. Then, and now we have through 2007 to 2010, we total over 5,000 enterprise have obtained the certification. But the most of them are the small free certification. And we also make a nationwide survey every year. Each year we survey. We are sampling, random sampling from the telephone book, and the sample size are all over 5,000, and the population we surveyed is are all over 15, and they have a job, full-time job. And we find we have many enterprises are still not involved and provide a health promotion program. But the worst is the agriculture, accommodation, and catering service and the construction industry. And we find the self-report health status of the employees. The most of them have the musculoskeletal disease, and they about 30% they find they are fatigued and have a psychic stress, sleep problem, and headache. And we also find that the obesity program in Taiwan we have about half of the male workers, they are overweight, BMI over 24, and about 20% female are above, their BMI are above 24. And they have they have not enough the physical activity. About over one third of them are not enough physical activity, and the daily fruit vegetable are not enough. About half of them are not take two fruit or three vegetables. And we find most of the workers, they eat out. In Taiwan, we have many restaurants or some, they provide many delicious food, but not good. So we have a significant achievement. The tobacco control, we find the total smoking rate from 2004 to 2010, they have a 7% decrease, and the ETS, we also find a 14% decrease in this year. And in this year, we take a Healthy Taiwan on the Move. This is a base control program in many sectors, but this is our initial our team of Labor Affairs and the Bureau of Health Promotion. They together to fight the obesity, and we have assigned many. Okay, thank you. And now we the target weight loss is 120 pounds, but now we have a 150 pounds weight loss. And we gained a successful experience from tobacco control program to a comprehensive workplace health promotion. And furthermore, we the ongoing promotion and the improvement based on the WHO to 2010 healthy work model will be integrated. Thank you for your attention. No, I am the I'm a teacher in the university, but I have a program, financial supported, and then we help the government to do these things. Yeah, thank you.
Do the workers get involved in the program?
Yeah. The workers, we make effort to find to help the employer and the worker to participate in our program. Yeah.
One other question. Did you have a question?
Well, I guess I was just curious because it seems like physical activity, eating fruits and vegetables, is seems to be a concern worldwide. Mm-hmm. What kind of strategies are you specifically working on to encourage more fruits and vegetable consumption?
Oh, we have a program to change their bacteria in their restaurant in the industry, yeah, cafeteria, so they can provide more vegetable and tell them and have a nutrition education to enhance their knowledge to know how much they must eat. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.